You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time to join Vidar Yarding, MBE Inclusion and Diversity Consultant for ITV News across England, Wales, Northern Ireland and the Channel Islands here on RNIB Connect Radio for another Audio Described Theatre Review. Hi Vidar, how are you?
Very well, thanks Toby, and great to be talking with you and listeners again.
We have a bold, uplifting celebration of ambition, transformation and self-discovery this week as the current tour of Frankie Goes to Bollywood visited the Birmingham Repertory Theatre. So, Vidar, how was this dazzling musical comedy drama all about the Indian cinema industry with Frankie Goes to Bollywood at the Rep?
Well, it was an easy storyline to follow. Lots of colour, lots of glamour, lots of glitz, really entertaining production and very enjoyable.
Well, at the heart of the story is Frankie, a young British woman who has no desire for fame until she is swept away from maybe a slightly grey, gritty Huddersfield to the glitter, forever dream world of Bollywood. As her star rises, Frankie has to confront a central question. Can she chase her dreams without losing who she truly is? So, Vidar, as well as all the wonderful dance sequences, there is Frankie's story, shining a light on some of those themes and issues that come through her experiences of being British in Bollywood and being a woman too.
Very much Frankie's story, and chasing her dreams is a key theme of the entire production. And lots of music, lots of dance, lots of things for the Carolyn Smith, the describer, to describe. I was lucky enough to see the dry run, so there wasn't a touch tour for that. But there were pre-show notes, and there was excellent audio description throughout, which helped me get more out of the production.
Yeah, because there's great staging for this production. It has been in the West End and it's been on tour, I think, before. But wonderful, explosive choreography and lavish costumes, along with some wonderful sort of dancing and fantastic songs too. So a real sort of celebration as well.
Real celebration, real feel-good factor. You come at a range of emotions throughout the production as well. Highs and lows and different characters going through different experiences, not least Frankie in the title role. And a very entertaining show in all ways.
I think there's something about sort of Bollywood music that makes you sort of, I suppose, feel a little bit uplifted, because every time you hear it, even if, you know, sort of you're just hearing it without any description of all the wonderful dancing, because I did watch a couple of clips on YouTube from this sort of production, and I think you just sort of, you know, you do get uplifted by the music.
Absolutely, you do. And it's one of those occasions where you're sitting in the auditorium thinking, I could probably get the gist of the story from the actual music, from the songs, from what the dialogue is on stage, but there's so much more besides that without audio description you'd miss out on. So a real bonus having the AD on this occasion, as in all occasions, in fact.
That's so true, because there's, you know, sort of the big dance sequences, and there's all the sort of slightly sort of, you know, I suppose, minor sort of movements that people are making, and without the description you wouldn't know what's going on. And, you know, people might think in a production like this, which is very big and bold, there probably are some sort of facial reactions that tell you a lot about the story.
Absolutely, and that's really, really central to the whole appreciation of the drama unfolding before you. So without audio description, Carolyn once again did a great job. Nice welcome from staff at the Rep, where you pick up your headset from the cloakroom, etc. And all in all, it was a very enjoyable experience.
So a true celebration of love, identity and courage, packed with joy, drama and spectacular entertainment for you, Vidar, with Frankie Goes to Bollywood at the Rep.
Very well summarised, Toby. Exactly hit the nail on the head.
Well, for more about access at the Birmingham Rep, do visit birmingham-rep.co.uk/your-visit/accessibility. Next time, Vidar, I think you'll be reviewing Mean Girls.
Mean Girls, which is a new production for me, so looking forward to sharing that with you and listeners when we next speak.
Well, as always, thank you very much indeed, Vidar, for sharing your audio-described review of Frankie Goes to Bollywood at the Birmingham Repertory Theatre with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Always a great pleasure, Toby. Thanks so much.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.